Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
Hello, builders. It is my privilege to welcome you to the Build Your Success Podcast today. I am honored today to be sharing with you a special treat. We are going to be interviewing our speakers for our Voices for Leadership retreat, and I'm sharing that interview with you as a podcast today. So listen up as Velma Knowles in part one tells you what she's going to speak about during our event. And then we'll have part two where Olivia Cream will also share what she's going to be speaking about. So two great episodes coming right up about our Voices for Leadership annual retreat. So this is our March 2024 Voices for Leadership Beyond the Book live call. We are taking today to interview two of our authors, but they're also going to be presenters at our second annual Voices for Leadership retreat. So if you're watching this later, pay attention to these amazing ladies and how they're going to just wow us on April the 12th and 13th. And looking forward to that event. So we're going to get started here. I'm going to start with Velma Knowles. I was telling those that are with us today about her being an alumni. She was at our first annual inaugural Voices for Leadership retreat, and then we asked her to come back and speak. She did a small presentation for us on DISC, and it was exciting, and that's why we asked her to come back. So this year, she's going to be talking to us about growing your trusted signature. And Velma has done that throughout her years in advertising and marketing and led some amazing large programs, brands you'll recognize. So Velma, with that, if you don't mind, just kind of introduce yourself to the community, those that are here today and those that will be watching this later.
Sure. Thank you so much, Brian. And thank you all for your support of Voices for Leadership. I'm actually just undone that Brian and Joe and the team reached out and said, we'd love to have you. First, they'd like me to come back. So that's a good thing when they want you to just come back. And then second, they want me to come back and actually talk. And when you get to know me, you're going to realize that, you know, I'm a talker. But a little bit about me, I always like to kick things off because sometimes my speech kind of jumps in and out of dialect. So I'm originally from the islands of the Bahamas, hence the permanent tan. And I also, when I was born, the country was under the British ruling. So I was technically born a Brit. So sometimes the British accent will come forward in when I speak, and then I don't realize who or what's going on. And then in the 1970s, the country went independent. And so by law, I became a Bahamian citizen. But in the early 2000s, by choice, I became an American citizen. So I have a little identity crisis going on, and I wanted to have an American accent. So I decided that I was going to come away from where they speak the best English, which is Tennessee, or a little bit of Southern. So y'all hear me say y'all from time to time. But the Islander in me, it's just totally undone, excited to be here. I have a few things under my belt. I'm certified in a lot of different areas, but mostly on how to build great relationships, emotional intelligence, communication, leadership is my passion. And I guess that's because I didn't do so well early in my career. I kind of just was a hot mess on a stick. And I really wanted to embrace uncovering my God-given talents. So I wrote a few books. Amazon says they're bestsellers, and I'm just ecstatic to be able to be among other leaders and to learn from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Velma. And don't we all wish we could switch between dialects like that intellectually? I got one. I got Southern. Now, I do have a daughter-in-law from Tennessee, and that is definitely a different Southern than our Florida Southern. So just amazing dialects and people from different backgrounds and diversity. It's amazing to see that. So Velma, when you come to St. Petersburg, it's not a long trip for you, but and for me either. We got kind of the same distance to get there. But you're going to talk to us about growing your trusted signature. Why is having your signature and your brand so important to you and what you do and why you encourage others to do that?
Sure. First, I'll kick it off with a question to everyone just to ponder. It's a rhetorical question. You can just think about it for a minute. But my question is, why would I buy from you? And what I mean by that is, you may say, well, I'm a great speaker. I'm really high energy. Plug me in. I'm the Energizer Bunny, like my good friend Gigi. I mean, she's like a powerhouse here, right? Or you might say, you know what? I bring the science behind the research of what we do, and I'm certified to coach you through some of life challenges. Or you may say, you know what? Not just Amazon, but New York Times says, I'm a bestseller. I know I'm a thought leader. Well, there's probably 10 other people that you could think of that are thought leaders that not only Amazon, but New York Times says are great. You probably other powerhouse speakers that, can charge up the event and get people energized. Or maybe there's other coaches that actually was in the same class as you to get certified in those same types of tools. But my question would be, what makes you unique? And what I struggled with personally for a while there was I would always try to look at what others were doing and then try to imitate or model that. And I realized that it's really what makes you different. What is your signature that's different from everyone else's? And so we'll do a little exercise where you're going to actually sign, your signature. And I'm going to help you look at what is it that makes you different. Why would someone buy from you? And I think when you can get grounded on that, then you can deliver from your place of expertise and your talents. And then it'll be less about a push strategy where you're pushing out in the marketplace to say, hey, pick me, pick me, pick me, more to a pull strategy where people will be coming into you saying, I'd love you to speak. I'd love to talk to you about your leadership coaching. I'd like to ask you about your book. So that's my goal for this is to help you realize that you have the ability to market your unique signature. And I'm going to give you five of those abilities. You can hold them all on your hand that you could take away that when you apply them consistently, you will have a trusted brand that grows over and over again.
That is amazing. Just a great response to, why signature is so important. It reminds me of the question that led to this community. What does leadership and being a leader mean to you that I ask on my podcast? And I realized every time I asked that question, I got a different answer. Sometimes there's a common thread, but everybody leads differently. And that's DNA. And guess what? Everybody's led differently. And by the same token, you lead people into buying you, to trusting you. And so when we can figure out what our distinguishing trust factor is, and it is, it's really, you may have same similar qualifications, similar training background, but you do have a signature. And we're going to discover that, and Velma's going to help us do that during this event. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's something that we don't even recognize in ourselves. Sometimes we think our signature is too simple. And if we can understand how it's not, it may be simple to you because you're familiar with it. But it's not simple to your audience, and they're willing to pay you to gain that knowledge. And it's going to be expound. You're going to expound for them things they need help with that you go, wow, I thought that was easy, but it's not easy for them. And so you can help people unlock, unchain, break through all those great things when you do that. So, Velma, let's also dive in a little bit how you've used your signature to create opportunities. So, now that you've created this trust, what's some examples of opportunities that you've gotten because of this?
Well, through relationships just like this, and I think everything leadership gets down to relationships, right? And as a author or a consultant coach or a speaker, someone that wants to be that thought leader or that on the track to do so, your ability to influence other people is really what's going to make the difference. And so I learned through this process for myself. The framework that I apply today is really, I answer the question around would I want to work with others that want to work with me? And what I mean by that is, I always say I have 100% client satisfaction. And it's because as someone is picking you, you want to pick them, you want to pick the right kind of people. And so for me, it's been a lot of relationship building that has helped me to get there. And we'll talk about how do you do that with these five abilities that you have to be there to get those. But we'll talk about how do you leverage those five abilities. And I've done that through relationships in my speaking and getting repeat business where instead of applying to speak, people are actually reaching back out and saying, we'd like you to submit a proposal to speak at the conference or to speak at our event, or we'd like to bring you in because we've heard someone else say that you have facilitated their board strategy session or their staff retreat. So it's about the relationship, and there are five abilities that you have that when you leverage those abilities consistently, I've found that they will help you to grow your business where you're the one that's most happy in the process. There's a quote that I keep on the wall in my office to help me stay grounded, and I hope that it would serve some of you. And it says, who were you before the world told you who you should be? And I think that gets back to where Brian was talking about your trusted signature. Who are you? And what is that signature? What are you signing your name on? So I think that now that I'm in a place where I'm more comfortable in my own skin, if you will, and who I am, and the different, identity crisis I may have going on with those dialects, I've resonated more. And it's what makes me unique in my settings that people bring me back to speak or to facilitate or to coach with them. And I want the same for you.
Absolutely, that you're wanting to share that with others and going to give us those five things we already have that we can use going forward. I'm excited about learning that myself. I just hear you talk about this and thinking, seeing you set these examples for us, those trusted relationships where people are willing to refer you and say, hey, Velma spoke for us, you should have her speak for you. I know from my experience, those usually I can close a whole lot easier than cold or even warm sales. It's when someone refers you and they recommend you and they trust you enough to recommend you. That's when things get really powerful. So that's exciting. I'm going to open the floor now, any of you that are on the call today to ask questions of Velma about what maybe questions you have about what she's going to do. And a few of you are not going to be there. So maybe you get some insight today. And we would ask you, if you can't make it, you know you can't make it. Refer so let someone else know what we're doing, and maybe you can convince them to come in your place.
Hey, Velma, I got a question for you.
Hey, Ryan, yes.
And I can't be at the conference. I had started to work that with Brian, and then I realized I double scheduled myself. And so I had a previous commitment that I needed to uphold. So Brian understands that. But
You will be missed. Yeah.
I'm sorry I'll miss it. But here's my question for you. What kind of things do you think about in terms of protection of your signature? And I'll couch it just in my background, which is military. I'm in the military and I'm the commander of our unit. And so there's a certain weight that my signature holds when I sign something, just because of the position of the commander of the unit. And so
Sure.
sometimes people are surprised, oh, I can't just walk in and hand you a piece of paper and you're going to sign it. No, that's not how it works. Like there has to be certain people that are going to look at it and vet it and approve it and make sure that it's good for me to sign because there's a certain weight that goes with my signature and I'm endorsing whatever's written on the piece of paper. And so we have to make sure that that's the right things that we want to endorse. So I know you're not military, but that's the view that I take it from. So I'd like to hear your view on that similar topic.
Yeah, no. What a great question and a great example from the military and the power of, your signature and the implications and influence that it makes. I think it gets back to your endorsement. Your brand is actually, who you are. I mean, whether we like it or not, we are in a world now where personal brand is not a like to have or need to have. You have it. The question is, are you managing and leading that brand by design or by default, online and offline? Because if we don't own our brand and our signature, as you graciously said, then someone will make it up for us, right? And you don't want to farm that out. So I totally hear. I would flip the word protect my brand because I don't look at it. I used to be like that. And to me, that's more of the scarcity mindset that I'm going to protect the brand. And I would shift that thinking to leverage my brand because I came from that world. I used to think, well, if I write something or put it out, then somebody else is going to, leverage it, or they're going to take it and make it their own. And about 5 years ago, I started writing quotes and I would put them out. And then all of a sudden I started seeing people sharing them. And it's a compliment when people do that. So I try to leverage my brand. I don't protect the brand, I leverage the brand because I think that consistency of how I show up is what's going to protect my brand. Am I delivering consistently on who I say I am? What problem do I solve? Who do I solve that problem for? I think that's really where I hold true to my brand. And I think if you could look at it from, I want to stay consistent with who I am, and consistency compounds, right? We know that it'll build over time versus I'm going to protect it and hold it back. I'm Brian and the team here. I mean, all of us involved in Voices for Leadership are a good example of leveraging your brand, putting that signature, if you will, in a book that's under Brian's name. So we've aligned our brand here, and it's leveraging it versus protecting it. So I know it might be wordsmithing, but I would kind of suggest maybe we shift our thinking to how do I leverage my brand? And you get to choose. That's the great thing. You get to choose who you want to align your brand with. And I think that's the best way to protect it if you're going to protect it. Leverage it where it makes sense to align.
Thanks, Velma.
Sure, no problem, Ryan. Thank you for the question.
I really like that question, and Velma used Voices for Leadership as an example. In fact, the book that I first was a contributing author in, that brand, you were able to write your words on their website after you made your payment. You could write your words on the website, and you were in the book. There was no screening process, and I was like, I can't do that with my brand. So that's why there's an application process and a referral. It takes longer, absolutely. But I wanted to make sure that the message was consistent with the brand, and then be able to leverage that brand. So that, yeah, it's an example of how people do things differently, and signatures are different. And some people have, more filtering for their brand than others do. So that I appreciate that. Any other questions for Velma about this growing your signature brand? Trusted signature.
You mentioned earlier about the push versus pull. And in that, as tying it back into trusted, what's one thing that we can do to make it more effective that we're pulling people in versus pushing for sales?
I go back to those two words we've talked about, which is consistency, right? Because when you think about change, they always say, well, nobody likes change. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's not that people don't like change, it's that people don't like being changed, right? And so when we're consistent in how we show up, then it builds a level of trust that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. You're going to be who you say you're going to be. And so there is this level of, I trust you enough. And trust is over time. It takes time to build that trust. But I trust you enough to put you in front of my staff for staff retreat. I trust you enough to invest in you to get on my platform, like Ryan is doing with Brian. He's saying, I trust Brian enough. I've seen him show up consistently. I have a relationship with him. I know him and I know his brand that I'm willing to invest in taking that risk, if you will, to bring him in and put him in front of my clients or in front of my audience. And that's what meeting planners have to do for us when they bring us in front of a conference of attendees. I mean, their reputation is on the line. And so for their reputation to stay true, for them to reach out to us, they have to have a level of trust. And that trust, I think, is earned over time through our ability as thought leaders and authors and speakers, coaches, and consultants to show up consistently with who you are at the core no Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing, you know, like see you out here doing this and all of a sudden I hire you and you're like, what just happened? And we've seen that happen. We've seen people show up one way and then a few minutes later, you know, somewhere else we're like, who is that? The Kardashians? I mean, we don't know, right? So I would go back to having that relationship. And through relationships, you build that trust. You earn trust, if you will. I would even say we don't build trust, we earn it. And that earned trust makes people raise their hand and say, I want to pick you. I want Olivia to come because I've seen her and she shows up and she's true to the core of who she says she is. Her signature is valid.
Well, Velma, thanks for sharing some amazing pointers and tips about your trusted signature. I'm looking forward to next week where you'll get to hear from Olivia Cream and how she's going to discuss what she's going to speak about at the Voices for Leadership Retreat. We invite you to join us on April the 12th and 13th in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. I will leave the link in the comments for the registration. We have several seats available, so get them while they last. Remember to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.